This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, August 9th. Well, weather's still playing a big role in the grain market Tuesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The global drought is a real issue, and it's been dry in Europe and southern Russia and Australia and certainly in the U.S. I mean, we know that in the Pacific Northwest, it's so hot, they're expecting a lot more forest fires. That definitely is going to hurt the crop somewhat. I know that 80% a couple of weeks ago was good to excellent on that crop, but as we get the triple-digit temperatures, we're seeing it really start to have somewhat of a challenge. These hot temperatures around the U.S. is definitely going to affect our markets, and the expectation is that they're going to reduce that world wheat supplies for that contract, and so that will also, we expect that that's going to give the market a little bit of a shot in the arm.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 1 3/4 at 570 3/4. September corn was up a half point at 371. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 606 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were up 4 3/4, ranging from 689 1/4 to 709 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were up 5, ranging from 722 3/4 to 732 3/4. Live cattle for August were down 1/4 at 109.80. August feeder cattle were up 80 cents at 150.85. And August Class 3 milk was up 8 cents at 14.91.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.